Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
You wouldn't believe who's just walked in to the studio. Come here. Come in. Come on, man. Obviously, all the news yesterday.
I was only passing through.
Really?
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming in here. I just literally saw you outside talking to everybody. You have to come in. This is such a weird situation for me to be sitting right here.
No, it's a pleasure to be a guest on your show. And may I say you're doing a fine job too.
It's a pleasure to be a guest on your show, on your show.
This is like pop eating itself. It's Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, completely.
So what's the crack?
What's the crack with you?
Oh, listen, I was just coming in to talk to the gang of three there because obviously the news is out that I'm going to be sadly leaving this programme, which is heartbreaking, actually, because you know yourself from coming in that there's a great vibe on this program and there's great love on the program, and it's gone beyond work, it's friendship. So it's that's why I was saying recently that it's mixed emotions. So because it's been gorgeous, and
it's the thing that I didn't fully realize before I did work on in the last 2 weeks. Because obviously I've been in here doing contributing work for the last year or so. But coming in and working with the guys and just seeing how highly everybody appreciates and talks about each other.
Yeah, and you can tell how well a program team's getting on when they treat me like dirt. And you want to hear the stuff they say. Actually, there's words I didn't know existed.
I'm sure they were created for you.
Honestly, God, some of the abuse I get is just like, whoa, I was off the chart. Hey, where'd that come from? And no, it's gorgeous. So anyway, Jack and G1 and G2, and I know whoever's upstairs, I don't know. I didn't see Audrey or and Lorraine and down through the years. And anyway, I've been accused of going on about program teams, but I have to just say that they're just magnificent. And what I wanted to do, and thanks for letting me, I'm sorry to bust your program, Steve.
Thank you so much for letting me be on here for the last 2 weeks.
Well,
so.
No, it's just that on Facebook, they put up the statement that I made about the move yesterday. The lads put it up and the response has been overwhelming from listeners. And incredible. I just didn't want to disappear into thin air. And I wanted to say thanks to the listeners because I had a big job to do here after Jerry passed away. And, you know, it for 5 years, it was a tough few years trying to build up and make a difference and make the program strong. And then we just seemed to click and the listener said, all right, we get you now. Because it takes a while because I can be quite annoying. And then you try and get to know someone a little bit. And then you go, okay, I get to know you a bit.
No,
but I know what it's like because I've been me for years. And, you get used to it then. And the listeners, the comments they were making about the show, and they were loyal and listening in. And particularly recently with kids, and I know stuff and spelling bee, and we just hit it off. And I wanted to say thanks. That's as simple as that for the emails and the texts and the Facebook interaction and everything else. There's just a generosity in telling stories and coming on the air. It's really hard, you know, to come on the phone and talk to someone because I might be talking to them in their kitchens or their cars or their workplace, and they might be thinking, I kind of know him a bit, you know, and I meet people out in the street. They often say, oh, sorry, I thought I knew you. And I think, well, you do.
With this show, you brought the show absolutely everywhere around the country.
Yeah, which we loved. All those outside broadcasts we did in the Wild Atlantic Way and Spelling Bees and stuff like that. We just loved that buzz of traveling the country and people got involved and they tell stories, heartbreaking stories. We did stuff, you know, from domestic violence and all the way through to more recently talking about, you know, ISPCC and different things. And it takes a lot of courage to come on and share your story. But if listeners didn't, we wouldn't have had a program. So I just wanted to extend my thanks and my gratitude to them, because honestly, I'm very grateful. And I really am. I'm terribly sad about walking away. But I'm not going to go very far. I'm going to Radio 1 and it'll be 9 o'clock on September the 7th is when it starts off. But I'm so glad that I've got the chance today to say thank you, because I am outrageously grateful to the listeners. So thanks for letting me do that.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you so much for coming in and talking.
Have you any decent tunes there?
What do you want?
Give me the choice.
Okay, I was going to say, don't ask for Frank Sinatra.
No.
We got Years and Years. We got some Ella Eyre, some Ariana Grande. Skrillex. You love Skrillex, right?
I can't tell you how much...
you're not going to miss that.
Skrillex. I can't tell you how much Skrillex... how much I'm into.
He's
Skrillex
impacted on you.
These
and
days.
Hasn't he?
No.
Skrillex has been
an important... Oh, do you know what I went to see yesterday? By the way, because I know you love your movies, it was funny because I was having a cup of coffee with my mum in her kitchen, and we were shooting The Breeze, and the press release went out about the moves, And she said, we were having great chats about it all. And she was saying, well, it's great. I love the excitement of all of this going on. And I said, great. And that was quite a sweet moment to have that. And then I said to her, I've got to go because I'm going to the movie with the teenager and her friend. And she said, what are you going to see? And I said, well, now that I think of it, actually, it's kind of probably fitting. I'm going to see Mission Impossible. So we went to see Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation. And it's really good.
I really enjoyed it.
It's like shoot 'em up, bang, bang. And
cheesy as hell, but...
Hey, and she's very... Rebecca Ferguson is a newcomer. Yeah. She's...
When I saw that, I thought it was your one from The X Factor.
I
was
like, I thought the exact same.
She's Rebecca Ferguson. Going up in the world?
Yeah, exactly. Mission Impossible. But Rebecca Ferguson, this actress, and she does this great... There's a big scene with the opera. And, yeah. You know, Ness and Dormer's playing, and there's a whole thing happening around that. And she has this kind of flute, and no gags now, lads. And the flute has a gun in it. And do you remember that when she got the dress and the leg goes up on the balcony and the dress slips down?
You enjoyed that, did you?
I just thought it was really...
No wonder you love the movie.
No, but it was great. And Tom Cruise, who's obviously in a cryogenic machine, looking 20 years younger than ever before.
Well, sure, you met him. You've got a... Don't you have a picture on your desk? I've been taking your desk for the last week, so you've got a picture of him on there on your desk.
Yeah, I should mention the reason that picture was because it was sent in by a framing company.
Oh, okay,
as opposed to me.
I have the photo for the frame. I don't have it for the photo itself.
I got a ridiculous... I think I mentioned this before, but just I got a ridiculous present once from the RT Guide years and years ago, which was... I had done a photo shoot for them or whatever, and the photo was a framed photo of me.
Okay.
And they handed it to me.
So how big was it? It wasn't...
It was huge. About it was about half an A4. What's that?
A3? A2? Make it up. Say it with confidence. A8? They'll believe you.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, it was one of those. And I thought, what a bizarre present. Because, you know, I don't particularly want a photo of me anywhere.
Yeah.
So I wrapped it up again. And I sent it to, at Christmas time, and I left it with my sister's presents. And she said, what's this? I said, oh, that's for you, for me. She opened it up, and she didn't know how to play it. She just went, are you that
great.
Self-regarding? You know? So what's upsetting about that really was that she even doubted me. She should have said, you're not...
Does she still have
man.
It on her mantelpiece, or does she keep it?
I think it's recycled straight into the green bin. So look, I mean, I better go. I don't want to be chewing up all the time, but...
You're not at all.
So long, and thank you so much.
You mentioned Mission Impossible. I'm sure the new show was definitely not going to be Mission Impossible. So.
Well, it'll be a new challenge, but I look forward to getting stuck in, and I want to wish all my friends and colleagues on 2FM the best. I was delighted for the Breakfast Guys yesterday. They had a great day at the office, and to everyone, you know. Keep on going, keep the faith, and keep being brilliant. And thank you, Stephen, for your time today.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me, of course, on the show over the last few years. It's been absolutely class.
I'll leave you alone now. You've got music to play.
Skrillex for you. Where are you now?